KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
National Education, Health and Allied Workers Union says it's concerned by the rapidly rising number of hand, foot and mouth disease in KZN. More than 300 confirmed cases have been recorded in daycare centres and primary schools, most from eThekwini. The viral infection usually affects young children and is typically mild. Last week, Health MEC Nomagogo Simelane Mgadi said they are working to trace the first child who was infected. Nehawu's Ayanda Zulu says they will be engaging the MEC on the outbreak.
Our concern is largely on the state of the health system in KwaZulu-Natal. You know that in the past few weeks there have been some reports that are disturbing in terms of the shortage of medicine. This is happening. You know that most of our hospitals are severely underfunded, and we also find that there are challenges as far as the protective gear is concerned.
Gift of the Givers has stepped in to provide aid and relief to residents affected by last week's storms in KwaZulu-Natal. At least 9 people have died in eThekwini, Abaqulusi and Ugu districts. The downpours flooded and collapsed homes in the southern parts of eThekwini, leaving scores destitute. In KwaMakhutha, it's understood a pipe burst beneath the grounds of a local school, unleashing a mudslide that swept through several properties. Aslam Essa is with the Gift of the Givers.
Meanwhile, in Ilovo, numerous homes were inundated with floodwaters, ruining food, bedding and other belongings. The community was left reeling from the disaster. The team conducted a rapid assessment of the affected areas and responded with essential aid. 50 households, including the bereaved family, received food parcels, blankets and sleeping mats, providing much needed comfort and relief during this difficult time.
Moving to West Africa, 14 people have been killed on Saturday when a bus collided with a petrol tanker in central Nigerian Niger State. The passenger bus rammed into the oncoming petrol tanker as the driver tried to overtake another bus outside Kusobogi State. 6 others were injured and taken to hospital for medical attention. And abroad, Elon Musk given an ultimatum to hundreds and of thousands of people who work for the U.S. government. Judges and scientists are among those who have been told to write 5 bullet points explaining what they accomplished last week. The billionaire, who is the head of the Department of Government Efficiency, says those who fail to respond to this email by Monday night could lose their jobs. Your top story this hour, the National Education, Health and Allied Workers Union says it's concerned by the growing number of hand, foot and mouth disease in KZN. For the Newswatch team, I'm Gunukuhle Malinga.